From the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The mission of the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have with gentleness and respect. For more information, resources, or to donate to CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. And do jot down our contact information on the web, equip.org, via the mail. It's box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And our resource consultants, they are standing by, 888-7000. And the letters CRI. I've been talking all this month about my absolute affinity for the Word of God audio New Testament presented in dramatic audio theater. And I truly, as the days go by, have loved this presentation of the Bible more than any I've ever encountered. And I've been listening to the Bible in audio and even dramatic audio theater for a long, long time, many, many, many years. But this has captivated me, and I trust it will captivate you as well. It is available for those who support the ministry all this month. You can check it out on the web again at equip.org. It was produced by Carl Amari, an American actor, a director, a producer, and a nationally syndicated radio host. He is the producer of the Word of God, and he has done so with extraordinary excellence. He joins us on the broadcast right now. Carl, good to have you back.
I'm delighted to be here, Hank. Thank you.
I've been thinking about so many of the aspects of what I'm listening to. In some ways, the presentation is so grand, you don't look at the individual parts. You just listen to the symphony. But the timing of the sound effects, I think, in and of themselves, is particularly brilliant. Talk about that.
Well, these are not sound effects that came off of records or anything like that. We actually had amazing sound effects artists that worked with the director, who was a theologian, and she really decided, her name is Brenda Noel, she's an incredible director, and she said, well, this would be happening now at this time, so this needs to be created here. And these are the types of sandals they would have worn, and these are the kinds of chains they had at that time, so it would be this kind of sound. And we really went through a great deal of effort, Hank, and I'm so glad you mentioned this, that you noticed the difference. The little differences in this audio, I think, will really resonate with your audience. It was a lot of work. It was 2 years in the making to do this 22-hour audio, 2 years of production with literally thousands of hours of sound effects, Foley work, and then an original score and amazing actors.
Well, that brings me to an associated question. So often people in this age are addicted to mediocrity. You are clearly addicted to excellence. Explain how you would not let this be produced until it achieved the highest pinnacle of production value.
Well, it really warms my heart that you say that, because it really is a labor of love. I mean, God is perfection, and I wanted this to be as close to that. I mean, nothing is perfect except for God, of course, but I really wanted this to be, I wanted God to be proud of it, and as I'm proud of it, and all the actors are proud of it. So we really spared no expense or effort. We had many, many, many great engineers working on it, who are all believers and all feel like this needed to be produced. And from the from the short time it's been out there and released, people have been coming to me and saying, you know, they really feel like they're there. You know, when this happened 2,000 years ago, they feel like they are hearing this as it happened. And that's what I wanted, Hank. That's what I really wanted. Having listened to so many audio Bibles over the years throughout my whole life, I really wanted this to stand above the rest.
You know, you're bringing up something I think very, very brilliant. I mean, oftentimes we forget that though Paul and Peter, though the personages of Scripture are dead, they were very much alive when they were speaking these words. So we're having the opportunity to interact with the minds of those who were inspired by God in their generation. Again, the emphasis on the fact that while they were speaking, they were very much alive. And I think you get that sense when you listen to the Word of God, audio New Testament.
Well, that was really what you just said is exactly was the mantra of when we put this together. That's why I wanted to have someone like Brenda direct it, because she was able to take the actors who are not biblical scholars. These actors, although believers, are not biblical scholars. So she was able to say to them, Paul was thinking this at this very moment. Paul was in chains here. Paul was, you know, doing this. Or Jesus was, he was on the Mount of Olives. He was feeling this way because he knew that Judas was going to betray him. And she explained to him, you know, Judas was a friend and he was going to betray him. So put them in the exact moment so that when they say the words, and this is what's so important, and I'm glad you're hearing this when you're listening to the Word of God audio, is that they're saying it for the very first time. Not as you have read it many times in the Bible, not as you've heard it in church, but as that character, whether it's Jesus or Mother Mary or Peter or Paul, said it for the very first time. And that's what I wanted to have happen in this audio.
Talking to Carl Amari, he's an American actor, a director, producer, and nationally syndicated radio host, To the Point. He is the producer of the Word of God Audio New Testament, available for those who support the ministry all this month. Check it out on the web at equip.org. You know, Carl, I have been quoting the Bible for many, many years. I've taken the time to memorize whole chapters, whole passages of the Word of God, and I've been at this for over 30 years. And so I'll go someplace and I will quote the Bible, and people always remember my quotation of the Bible even more than the message that comes thereafter. And it has some kind of effect to hear the spoken word. If I were to simply read it, it would be powerful. But when I speak it, just as though I am speaking to the people in my natural prose, it absolutely floors them.
Yes, and you know that's exactly what I wanted to happen with this, because when you take this, the words, okay, we've all read the words, and you hear it in your head, you know, your own voice in your own head, but when you hear 100 different voices performing these words, and we're talking about, you know, celebrity actors, amazing actors that you see on television and movies every day. These actors, which are the best in the world, directed by a theologian, a biblical scholar, and then you marry that with the sound effects that were happening and an original music score, music that is actually created for that scene, it creates an extremely powerful image in your mind, much more than reading it. So as you say, hearing it aloud. But this is a radio performance. It's word for word from the Bible, but it is performed like a movie, like a movie, or as if you were there at the moment it was happening. Very, very powerful.
Sometimes we think about Hollywood as just being anti-Bible, anti-Christian, but there's a pretty significant segment of believers in Hollywood, and I think the Word of God, Audio New Testament, really amplifies that point.
It does. I mean, actors in this include Kristen Bell, Sean Astin. You have Neil McDonough, Julia Ormond, Brian Cox, Hill Harper, Blair Underwood. These are John Rhys-Davies, who is an incredible narrator of it. These are amazing actors that are in The Lord of the Rings and, you know, all kinds of major motion pictures and television shows. If they were not believers, believe me, they would not be in this. And so you're right, Hank. There are many believers in Hollywood, and I had no problem getting them to perform in this because they knew it was going to be such a high-quality production, a world-class type of audio. And they do a tremendous, tremendous job in it.
Anything extraordinary happened during the production of The Word of God? I'm sure this happened over a long period of time. There were some epic moments during the actual production.
There are. I mean, there's so many. But, I mean, times like when, you know, I approached Stacy Keach to play the role of John. And he said, you know, in reading the Bible all of these years, like, I always felt like I wish there was a way. And he, of course, you probably know he played Barabbas in, I'm trying to think, was it the Franco Zeffirelli film? And he said, you know, I played a bad guy in that movie. And you called me and wanted me to play, you know, Jesus's close friend. He's like, I cannot tell you what that meant to me. He's like, it brought tears to my eyes when you asked me to do it. And then actually performing that role in this audio just made him that so much closer to our Lord. And he, you know, and I had that same type of thing happen with a lot of these actors where they just felt like this was, I mean, Neil McDonough, who played Jesus, when I called him and asked him to play Jesus, he told me, you know, Carl, I have a picture of Mother Mary above my bed. That's how much I pray to her every single day. To now be able to play her son, amazing. He's like, I am your man. This will be the most important role I ever play in my life. These are the types of things that happen in producing this. So I feel so blessed.
We're talking about it. Let's listen to just a little snippet. This comes from Revelation 21, verse 5, and it's one of my favorite sections of the entire Bible.
And he who sat upon the throne said,
Behold, I make all things new. Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the fountain of the water of life without payment. He who conquers shall have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the polluted, as for murderers, fornicators, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their lot shall be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death.
It's amazing when you hear God himself saying, Behold, I make all things new. And that points us to the very thing that all of us long for and hope for, this world, and now groaning in travail, being liberated from its bondage to decay, and we too ourselves. Powerful words from the Word of God audio New Testament. Carl, there are many, many epic moments. They could just be multiplied over and over again. And as you listen to this in your car or wherever you listen to it, it will put you in touch with that which really matters.
I couldn't agree more. I tell you what, I listen. That's a great place to listen to it, Hank, in your car, because you're at your destination way sooner than you ever thought you were. I recently took a trip from Illinois to Florida. I drove and I listened to it, and the mile, I would look at the odometer, and the miles would just go by because you're just immersed in the Word, and you feel like you're there and that you're with these people, and you're witnessing these acts, and the time just flies. So I love listening to it in the car.
Carl Amari again. He's an American actor, director, producer, and nationally syndicated radio host, producer of The Word of God. And our thanks to you for an incredible interview and a wonderful product that will bless the lives of people for time and for eternity. Thanks, Carl.
Thank you, Hank. Thank you.
And we are coming up to a station break. We'll be back on the other side of the break with answers to your questions right here at the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do you remember the number to dial? As always, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. And do stand with us, shoulder to shoulder, in the battle for life and truth. You're making a difference not only here, but all around the world. The Word of God Audio New Testament, presented in dramatic audio theater, out to you. As my way of saying thank you. So check it out again on the web or give us a call at 888-7000 and the letter C arrive. Back with your questions in just a moment.
Hank Hanegraaff writes, like a rock of Gibraltar embedded in a sea of manuscript copies, the Bible is yet and forever will be an immovable bulwark fueling our faith and shattering the waves of skepticism and doubt. Immerse yourself in the Scriptures with the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized audio New Testament in the Revised Standard Version voiced by an all-star cast, featuring an original musical score and wonderful sound effects. Receive the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. We'll be back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, so stay tuned. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on 2 decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org. Immerse yourself this year in the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. This brilliantly recorded audio New Testament is a deeply inspiring, spiritually and artistically rich production voiced by internationally renowned actors, including Neil McDonough, Sean Astin, Blair Underwood, and many more. In addition to the star-studded cast for the many voices of the New Testament, this magnificently dramatized recording includes an original music score and wonderful sound effects to make the Scriptures come alive, helping listeners to feel that they're personally witnessing the life-changing words and world-changing events of 2,000 years ago. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org. A deeper understanding of the Bible's principles and truths will improve the spiritual, moral, and ethical problems facing our nation. Yet the obstacle isn't that the Bible doesn't speak to our greatest needs or answer our deepest questions. It's that the average person lacks the time and tools to extract the answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. This expanded edition addresses over 210 of the top questions he's received as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank has taken the complex and made it simple and memorable. Receive the revised and updated complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. equip.org. To stand our ground effectively against today's assaults on the Christian worldview, we must, as Hank Hanegraaff says, get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into us. To help you do that, the Christian Research Institute is offering the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. This new magnificently dramatized production is voiced by an all-star cast and features an original music score and wonderful sound effects. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or go online at equip.org. Once again, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and the rest of the broadcast devoted to your questions. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. First up is Ron, listening in Prescott, Arizona. Hi, Ron.
Good evening, Hank.
Good evening.
I'm listening on W Heaven out of Charlotte through the internet.
Oh, wonderful.
The question is, Nathan goes to King David while he's ruling in Jerusalem. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10, and he's speaking for Yahweh, he says, "I will also appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them, that they may live in their own place and not be disturbed again." If they're already in Israel, is this a prophecy of something in the future?
No, that God is going to make them a great nation within Israel, that he is going to root them or plant them in the land. There's going to be a temple. It will not be built by David, although David was the one used by God to garner the resources for the temple. Solomon would build the temple, and at the height of the Solomonic kingdom, people would eat and drink, and the promises God made to Joshua would be fulfilled. Not one of them would fail. So that's really what is in view. You also have to recognize that God did give the Israelites a warning as well, which is if they followed the detestable ways of the pagan nations who were in the land before them, the land would vomit them out just as the land had vomited those pagan nations out. So there was a promise, but there's also a warning.
Yeah, I heard one Bible teacher say this was a promise of the millennial kingdom.
Oh, no. This has nothing to do with the millennial kingdom. In fact, the whole idea of a millennial kingdom, I think, is ad hoc. What you end up doing is taking a passage in the Bible, one solitary passage, Revelation chapter 20, and then you read other passages into it, as though that passage is the template for a semi-golden age with a rebuilt temple and a reinstituted temple sacrifices. No, this is a promise before the temple was even built and before it became the center of the Jewish sociological and spiritual identity.
Okay, thank you very much, Hank.
Hey, you got it. Thank you for your call. Back to the phone lines. Let's talk to David in Modesto, California. David is listening on Bot Radio. Hi, David.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Hello? Oh, okay, good. Quick question. To say Jesus is divine, is that the same as saying Jesus is God?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the very thing that Jesus claimed for himself. And sometimes this is missed by the average person. But certainly the people who lived during the time of Jesus Christ were completely aware of what Jesus Christ was saying while he walked this earth. For example, in John 8, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, before Abraham was born, I am." And at that, the Jews picked up stones to stone Jesus, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. The reason that the Jews picked up stones is because the epitome of blasphemy was for a man to claim that he was, in fact, God. Now, in this case, this is not just a man, this is Theanthropus the God-man. In other words, it is God condescending, God the Son, to take on an additional nature. So in the incarnation, Jesus Christ is one person with two distinct natures.
Okay, that's cool. No, I agree 100%. I was trying to explain to somebody that when Jesus said something about that he was able to forgive sins, and that they made the same claim that, oh, well, only God can forgive sins, and I was just... But, yeah, no, you cleared it up.
Well, I think that was a brilliant point, by the way, on your part, because this is one of the things that ultimately leads us to believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ was able to forgive sin. He was able to supplant sin. He was able to do the supernatural. He was able to raise himself from the dead. So I typically say to people, David, that Jesus Christ said that he is God. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is God, and the credentials of Christ, including his sinlessness and his ability to do miracles, ratifies his claim.
Okay, quick follow-up question, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
In Genesis, it says, don't quote me word for word, I'm sorry, but I believe it's something saying that... In our image, would that be safe to say that that God is talking about himself and Jesus?
Well, I think so. Some people have rendered this a plural of majesty, but I do think that this is at least a veiled reference to the triune God, which is explicated further as we read through the Word of God. So the Bible pictures God as surrounded by angelic hosts who worship him, who carry out his commands, and, of course, he's not referring to them. Neither is there a biblical precedent for the notion that this is a fuller, more majestic way of referring to God. I think there is warrant in the immediate and broader context to support the idea of plural pronoun us referring to divine plurality within the Trinity, the triadic one, or three centers of consciousness within the one God.
The royal we.
Well, I'm not saying the royal we. I'm saying that some people would say that this is a royal we, and in the sense of a royal we, it would be a more full or majestic way to refer to God. But what I'm suggesting is that this is a hint at what is further explicated in Scripture, and that is that God is a triadic one.
Okay, I agree. All right, thank you.
Hey, you got it. Elaine next, listening in Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Elaine.
Hello. Hi, Hank. I have a question. Referring back to the Ten Commandments, I know that I've broken one huge commandment, and it was to honor thy father and thy mother. And I know I broke other ones, but that's the one that just, it really haunts me a lot, because my mother and my dad were alcoholics, and they were very abusive to each other and then us. And then when I got older, I had enough of getting beaten up. And then I protected myself, and I ended up fighting back. And I fought my mother, and I left her in a very bad state. And reading the Bible, you know, I read it. I feel like I'm on a perimeter of receiving the forgiveness of Christ, but that sort of like keeps me from I'm going forward with in the forgiveness of Christ is because that feel like it's held over my head.
Well, the beautiful thing is that you do not have to feel as though this is held over your head, because Jesus Christ did what you could not do, which is to say that Jesus Christ fulfilled the jot and tittle of the law. He did not come to abolish it, but he did come to fulfill it. And thus, Jesus did what we could not do, and his forgiveness extends even to the most gargantuan of our sins. So we can thank God that he willingly forgives you, and that you can go on with your life. I mean, there are mistakes that we make, and there are always consequences to those mistakes, but God does forgive, and he does continue to use us for his glory. And the beautiful promise in Scripture is that all things work together for good to those who love God and are the called according to his purposes. I think the one thing that is evident in your call is a repentant heart. Now, the other thing that's evident in the prologue to your question is the fact that you too were abused. So this was not a one-way street, and you had to protect yourself in, again, I don't know all the circumstances, but I can tell you that God's grace is sufficient to cover your sin, and that this should not in any way become a barrier between you and God. Let me pray for you. Oh, Lord, I pray that Elaine might truly feel the sufficiency of your grace. And Lord, I do pray as well that you would make her a testimony to your grace. And Lord, may you remove the barrier that she feels between you and intimacy with her Heavenly Father, to whom we now speak. We have the privilege to speak to our Father who art in heaven, because of the work of Jesus Christ who did what we could not do. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit that resides within us and gives us the grace that is all sufficient. So please be the balm of Gilead in Elaine's heart and soul, and use her as a testimony of your grace. We pray this not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Bless you, Elaine.
Thank you, Hank. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, go in peace, and the Lord is with you. I want to mention as we go to break that CRI's work of equipping and encouraging fellow believers to stand for life and truth, well, it simply could not continue without the faithful support of listeners like you. Support team members undergird and strengthen every one of CRI's 24/7 outreaches, equipping fellow believers here at home and around the globe. We need many to join the support team this month. Would be deeply appreciated, and your support used for God's glory and for the extension of his kingdom. Last year, in December, I made an appeal. I asked people to stand with us, and many people graciously did that, and we were able to erase some of our deficits. And as we are in the new year, please recognize that the calendar has changed, but the need to reach the world never changes. So to become a support team member and help us change our world, please go to equip.org or call 888-7000. And the letter CRI. Again, that's 888-7000. And the letter CRI. We'll be right back with a quote of the day and more answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
There is a battle for truth raging around us, but the firm foundation upon which Christians stand is God's Word. It is the supreme authority and knowledge base from which our worldview radiates. Become grounded in God's Word through the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. Brilliantly recorded, it is a deeply inspiring, spiritually and artistically rich new production voiced by internationally renowned actors. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. Hank will be back after this. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive collection of the most often asked as well as most difficult questions Hank Hanegraaff has received in nearly three decades of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This expanded edition contains new entries, leading readers to a better understanding of God and our relationship to Him in Jesus Christ. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive, handy, and attractive volume that you will return to again and again. Take your exploration of God's Word to new heights and receive the Revised and Updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff writes, "Like a rock of Gibraltar embedded in a sea of manuscript copies, the Bible is yet and forever will be an immovable bulwark fueling our faith and shattering the waves of skepticism and doubt. Yet the Bible provides shelter from the waves of skepticism and doubt only when Christians become thoroughly grounded in the Word of God. Immerse yourself in the Scriptures with the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized audio New Testament in the Revised Standard Version voiced by an all-star cast featuring an original music score and wonderful sound effects. Receive the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken from the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. equip.org. The great Protestant reformer Martin Luther testified, "I am well satisfied with the gift of the Holy Scriptures, which give me abundant instruction and all that I need to know for this life and for that which is to come." Luther's wise words ought to prompt us to hit the pause button and become immersed in God's Word. To help you do that, CRI is offering the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized new audio production voiced by an all-star cast and featuring an original music score, along with wonderful sound effects. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or go online to equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy, and we go to the quote of the day. It's by John Chrysostom. His name in Greek, by the way, means golden-mouthed. In other words, he had drops of gold falling from his tongue, as it were. Archbishop or Patriarch of Constantinople, significant early church father. He's the person that you read if you're in Orthodoxy in terms of the divine liturgy. And he said this, "From this it is that countless evils have arisen, from ignorance of the Scriptures. From this it is that the plague of heresies have broken out. From this it is that there are negligent lives. From this, there are labors without advantage. For as men deprived of this daylight would not walk aright, so they that look not to the gleaming of the Holy Scriptures must be frequently and constantly sinning, in that they are walking in the worst darkness. Again, that is from John Chrysostom, and it is from the introduction to the homilies that he did on the Epistle of St. Paul to the Romans. Again, courtesy of my wife, Kathy, who loves to read the great fathers. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Abby, listening in Nashville, Tennessee, on the web. Hi, Abby.
Hey, thank you so much for answering my phone call.
Oh, you're welcome.
I have been listening to your past episodes on my iPad for about an hour and a half, and I just think they're amazing. Anyways, what my question is, I don't know, how do I understand Revelation? It's not a particular verse, but particularly like the book. Every time I read it, I just get confused.
Well, you know, it's a good question, and I think what you need to do is put Revelation into its historical context, and when you do, it starts making sense. The other thing you need to do is read Scripture in light of Scripture. And I actually wrote a book about this called The Apocalypse Code. The Apocalypse Code having to do with the book of Revelation, because Revelation is an apocalypse, not just in the sense of an unfolding, but in the sense of a linguistic matrix that has its roots in the rest of Scripture. So let me unpack that for you a little bit. Maybe before I do, let me say this is prologue to unpacking it. Revelation is about a persecuted bride. And in the book of Revelation, we're told that that bride is going to suffer for a short time, but the vindication is going to be an eternal vindication. So be faithful for a short time. Your vindication is eternal, becomes the message. But it's also about a prostituted bride. So in the Old Testament, you see that Israel has been called to be a light to the nations, but instead, Israel prostitutes itself with the nations. And so it's about this prostituted bride that rides a beast and together persecutes true Israel. And then it is about a perfected bride. And that is the full complement of God's people that our Lord Jesus Christ carries, as it were, like a lamb over the threshold of Jordan into a new Jerusalem in which there be no more death, mourning, crying, or pain. So those are the three themes. But if you look at it, you find those themes written in Old Testament pictures. So the judgment of God is written on a seven-sealed scroll, and it is announced by seven angels, and they have seven trumpets. It is depicted through seven plagues that befall a prostitute who has, as I said, gone to bed with a beast. And then it concludes with the eternal perspective that all the books of the Bible do. What you have in the book of Revelation, then, is an expansion of the Olivet Discourse. Remember, Jesus gives the Olivet Discourse. You find it in Matthew 24, for example. He's leaving Jerusalem. He's walking away. The disciples are calling his attention to its buildings. And then Jesus says, not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down. Now, the disciples obviously want to know when that's going to happen, when Jesus is going to come in judgment on Jerusalem. And so Jesus lays this out and ends up saying it will happen within a generation. So we have the Olivet Discourse in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but not in the Gospel of John. John instead has an expanded Olivet Discourse, which is the book of Revelation. So it is letters to the seven churches in the province of Asia. And they are told that they are facing an apocalypse, but they are to be faithful. Vindication is at hand. And this is the message that echoes down through the ages to us as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. That answers my question.
You got it. And again, written in detail on this subject in a book called The Apocalypse Code. Find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dr. Rob in St. Louis, Missouri, listening on Bot Radio. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
So I was just wondering what you do or what I should do as far as listening to the news. You know, it seems like as a daily Bible reader, strong follower of Christian, to the best of my human ability, it just seems like I can see all this corruption, manipulation. I mean, not even talking about the fake news. It just seems like the angles are so corrupted and ungodly, and just wondering to get some advice on how and even if I should follow the news daily.
Well, it's a good question. I mean, I am in the habit of reading quite a few newspapers every morning, and there are a number of them that I am threatening always to unsubscribe, and I'm probably going to do it in the near future because, particularly this morning, I could hardly stand all of the spin. So it's no longer news anymore, but it's spin that you're getting. And unless you have discernment skills, it's hard to discern between wheat and chaff and heat and light. So it's a very relevant and difficult question to answer. I think we have to be informed on what is going on in this world. But here's what I think really helps. Once we have an informed biblical worldview, when we start to understand what truth is, as opposed to what a false narrative is. Once we develop these discernment skills, then we can ferret out the good from the bad. And I think it's so important for us to be able to do that, because if you buy into bad paradigms, for example, you think about what happened, and this was not all that long ago. I was just in Cambodia, and I saw the ruinous devastation that followed in the wake of the idea that was inculcated in Pol Pot's Little Red Book. Now, Chairman Mao had his Little Red Book, but so did Pol Pot. And so he bought into this socialistic idea. And as a result of that, he wanted to get rid of all classes in society. He wanted a classless utopian society. So he started mass genocide against his own people, particularly those who had any money or property or any education. And being actually in Cambodia, again, that was late last year, I happened to have the opportunity to meet with Chum May, who was one of a handful of survivors of the Khmer Rouge. And I was able to see the detention centers, and I was able to see the killing fields, and recognize that 2.2 million people, and there might have been more, faced mass genocide as a result of a bad idea that was broadly communicated and just believed to be true. This was good. And it led to, again, 2.2 million people dying, and that is out of just a 6 million population at the time. Now, I think Cambodia is about 15 million. So you see, ideas have consequences, and that's why we need to be informed. We need to be biblically informed in terms of our worldview, so that when these really bad ideas crop up and they're painted in idealistic ways such that particularly the millennial generation buys into it en masse, we need to be able to dispossess them of their false notions, which is to say, truth is that which corresponds to reality, and we need to be able to point out that these socialistic utopian ideas work well in heaven where you don't need them, and as I think it was Reagan said, in hell where they already have them. So again, it gets back to having discernment skills. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Edward. He's listening in Seven Springs, North Carolina, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Edward.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Hank, yeah, I'm doing good.
Oh, Hank, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Driving down the road. My question real quick, and I'll hang up after I ask, is concerning Psalm 43, where David is clearly greatly distressed here. He's lamenting, and he speaks of God's rejection of him and rescuing him from a deceitful and unjust man. But particularly in verse 5, where he's saying, why am I so depressed? Why this turmoil in me? And if you could just shed some light on that, I do pray God's blessing upon you and your ministry. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And, you know, this is one of those great things that you see in the Psalms. You have this contrast between emotional despair on the one hand, and as humans, we all feel this, and then we get our mind back in the right place. And we do that through the Word of God, meditating upon the Word of God. And then when we do, we see that what follows what you quoted and correctly quoted, where David says, why are you downcast? He's speaking to himself, as it were. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you so disturbed within me? And then he gives the answer. Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my Lord. So when he puts his perspective back on the strength of God, the hope of God, the salvation that comes from God, the despair vanishes into the mist. So this is a great thing that you point out, because it is very, very common in the Psalms. On the one hand, you have the emotional despair. On the other hand, you can't imagine why you have it once you start praying and praising. A good friend of mine from Singapore always tells me, you got to pray, but you got to praise at least 7 times as much. And as you praise, you sense the presence of the Lord. Well, we're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. As always, Monday through Friday. At this time, your questions answered live when you dial 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. My apologies to the calls I couldn't get to. And a reminder that this ministry is solely dependent on people just like you. If you've never supported the Christian Research Institute, take an opportunity to do that. You can do it in a safe, secure fashion on the web, equip.org. Got some great resources for you as our way of saying thanks.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To listen to the broadcast on the internet, visit equip.org, where you'll also find a wealth of information and resources to equip you. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. With over 500,000 copies in print, Hank Hanegraaff's Bible Answer books were born out of his many years of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He's taken his on-air answers to questions and chiseled them until only the gems emerge. Questions involving biblical interpretation, cults, science, ethics, apparent contradictions, and much more. This remarkable collection of concise answers is now even better. My goal, says Hank, is to take the complex and make it simple and memorable. Receive your copy of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. Immerse yourself this year in the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. This brilliantly recorded audio New Testament is a deeply inspiring, spiritually and artistically rich production voiced by internationally renowned actors, including Neil McDonough, Sean Astin, Blair Underwood, and many more. In addition to the star-studded cast for the many voices of the New Testament, this magnificently dramatized recording includes an original music score and wonderful sound effects to make the scriptures come alive, helping listeners to feel that they're personally witnessing the
the life-changing words and world-changing events of 2,000 years ago. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org.